Julie, hold all my calls. I want to eat in peace.
Mr. Woodman, you should have let me pick up that sandwich. You shouldn't be walking on your foot.
Julie, I've been in the school a long time. I've learned to live with pain.
If you wanted pain, you should have eaten in the cafeteria.
Why punish my stomach just because my bunion is killing me? Besides, I love these submarine sandwiches. They give you a 2-pound sandwich for 89 cents.
All that for 89 cents.
Well, it's a day old.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Woodman. When you check into the hospital tomorrow, you'll get great food and it'll be free.
Yeah, but the bed's costing me $90 a day.
Maybe they'll give you day-old sheets.
You're a regular Henny Nightingale.
Hi, Mrs. Carter.
Hi, guys.
Mrs. Carter, you know, like, we all know that Mr. Woodman is going into the hospital tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all chipped in and we bought him a present.
Aw, that was real sweet of you guys.
Ah, it's the least we could do for him.
Yeah, and that's what we were looking for. The least we could do for him.
So we was wondering if you could wrap it up for us. Maybe something in blue and white. You know, to match his legs.
I don't have anything here to wrap it up with, but I'll improvise. Why don't you just leave it here and pick it up at will call later? What'd you get him?
Something special here. Arnold Horshack picked it out.
They are, huh? Nah. And they're very practical, too, Mrs. Carter. Mine wear like iron.
Well, Arnold, they are beautiful, but I don't think Mr. Woodman's going to be able to wear them, you see. His foot will be bandaged after the operation.
Ah, Miss Katya, there ain't gonna be no problem. You take care of that in a jiffy.
He got it.
Look at this here. I got Mr. Woodman a get well card. And I got all his friends to sign it. Look.
I bet that didn't take long.
Yes, it did. It took me a long time to get over to the other side of school where they both were.
Vincent, this is not a get-well card. This is an Easter card.
But it was at a get-well card. Besides, I like the little bunny.
You know, that probably is the right card. Because by the time he get out of Vinny's hospital, it will be Easter. Yeah.
Mr. Woodman, don't you worry about nothing, because tomorrow we're going to take good care of you in the hospital and get you the best pediatrician.
That's a baby doctor, Vinny.
No, this guy's a full-grown man.
Julie, I'm worried. I don't feel safe in the same hospital with Barbarino.
Oh, shame on you, Mr. Woodman. And after the wonderful present they bought you,
what?
Show him one.
I already got a pair like that. They wear like I.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back.
There we are. Now, see, surgery wasn't that bad, was it, Mr. Woodman? You know what? When you wake up and you see me standing here, you're going to think that I was the one who did the operation. You're going to have a new respect for Vinnie Barbarino, that's for sure.
New respect for Vinnie Barbarino.
This must be that power suggestion thing. Vinnie Barbarino was a straight-A student.
Vinnie Barbarino is a straight-A student.
Hey, it's working. Vinnie Barbarino is a straight-A student.
Vinnie Barbarino is a straight-A student.
Barbarino, snap it up. Only the patients are allowed to sleep here.
Yes, ma'am.
Now pick up these side rails. You want them to fall off? Look at you. You are a disgrace to County General. If you're going to be working on my floor, you're going to look like an orderly. Now button that shirt. Tie your shoelaces. Fix your collar. Pull up your socks. And fix that hair.
I am so confused.
Now listen to me and listen carefully. This is your patient's chart. Do not, I repeat, do not lose it.
Okay, fine.
Now take the patient back to his room.
Right.
And don't forget the chart. Hang it on your gurney.
Hang it on your gurney.
What?
I said I'm going on a journey. She is such a clam, Mr. Woodman.
Doctor, esta es una emergencia, ¿sabes? Esa es una...
I'm not a doctor.
Por favor,
I'm not a doctor, I'm just an orderly.
Ay, doctor orderly, por favor, tengo que ver los niños.
Listen, will you calm down? This guy's suffering from bunionectomy.
Ay, por favor, tiene que ayudarme, por favor.
No, just relax, relax. Ay. Come on, sit down.
Los niños, ¿sabes? A los niños.
No. Do you speak English?
No. Do you speak Spanish?
No. Do you speak Italian?
No.
Me neither.
Idiota! Tengo que ver los niños, niños!
All right, what does it sound like? What does it sound like?
La, 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 la.
All right, how many words? Oh, Weight Watchers. That's what you're talking about.
Ay, muchas gracias.
Yeah, you can solve the problems of the world with good communication. Where's the gurney? Did you see my gurney? Did you take my gurney? You didn't? How about you? Did you see? I'm in trouble.
What's troubling you? You look like you just saw a ghost.
I think I just made a ghost. I lost Mr. Woodman's body.
Are you sure he just didn't go for a walk under his bed?
No, I'm telling you, his body was here, and then I lost it. And I'm telling you, if Nurse Bonnie finds out, I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah, man, you might also get a ticket for littering.
Let this be a lesson to you, Vincent. You should always put things away when you're through with them.
I'm in big trouble.
Come on, come on. Vinny, look, your friends are here, huh? All right, we'll help you allocate, Mr. Woodman.
Look, do you really want to help me?
Sure.
Don't help. I got enough trouble as it is. I'm the one who lost them. I'm going to find them.
Okay, man, we got you covered. You do what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Think he's right?
Of course he's right. This is only a 5-story hospital.
Sure, it's only got 700 rooms. That's no problem.
Sure. At the most, it'll only take him, what, a couple of weeks?
That's
right. All right, where do we start looking? What's the plan?
Okay, I got an idea. I know. Lost and found.
That's great. That's a good idea. Go there, just be cool, and ask them if they found something short, gray, and wrinkled.
That'd be good. And if they don't have Woodman, I get Dumbo.
Mama, what do you think he looked like when he came down from the operating room?
He was looking the way he always looks.
Oh, we better check the morgue.
Oh,
I can't, little one. I faint at the sight of tile.
Then I'll check the morgue, and you go over to the coffee shop, all right? Now, Woodman's probably going to be sitting at the table with no tip.
I'm going to check the nurse's quarters.
He's not going to be there. You're wasting your time.
I'll let the nurses be the judge of that.
Barbarino, I've been looking for you. I have work for you to do.
I got something more important to do right now.
I doubt that you have anything important to do. Now go in there and take Mr. Saunders down to X-ray.
But Nurse Bonnie, I really...
Right now!
Are you Mr. Saunders?
Yeah.
Good. We gotta go down to X-ray, and I gotta do it quick, too, because I just lost a patient.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I didn't lose them that way. I misplaced them.
Maybe I can walk to X-ray.
No, you can't walk to X-ray. I gotta help you. Nurse Bonnie said so. Now, just stay there. All right. Now, get in. No, I said get in a wheelchair. Did this come with instructions?
How do I know? Hey, I did it all right.
You got to get in.
Who are you?
Hey, Mr. Woodman, we've been looking all over for you. Oh, man, I'm so happy we found you. Where you been? We couldn't find you for the longest...
Well, excuse me, I didn't know that you had company.
Dr. Morgan, report to surgery. Dr. Morgan? Dr. Berger, report to the emergency ward. Dr.
Mr. Woodman! Come out, wherever you are.
All right, here we are. Off to X-ray we go. How'd they get you in here?
I was unconscious when they brought me in.
Yeah, but that don't make you smaller. All right, we're going to have to do a little measuring here. Impossible. We'll have to do it in two trips.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm looking for one of your patients. A rather short guy with gray hair. One of your patients is lost. He sewed his feet on backwards. We gotta find him before he tries to sit down. forget it. Dave's Sporting Goods having a real big sale on golf balls.
Oh, Mr. Saunders, I didn't know you could dance so good. All right, now we're really on our way, aren't we?
It doesn't look like my old nose at all. As a matter of fact, this one's straight. And that big lump I had? Well, you'll see when I get home. I'll be home about 30 minutes. I'm going to get dressed right now.
Bye-bye.
Hi. You see a little guy with gray hair? Oh, hey. You don't have to cry about it. It's not your problem. Come on, cheer up.
Hey, the Carters, they came to visit me. How nice. And flowers. You bought me flowers. Thank you.
No, Vinny, we had some chocolate for you, but we ate it on the way over here.
The flowers are for Mr. Woodman. We'd like to see him, okay?
Boy, so would I.
So, where's the old bunion ward?
Well, you don't want to look at the bunion ward. Why don't I just give you a little tour of the hospital instead, okay? It's a great hospital. You know, Mrs. Carter, you know they got babies, and I know you like babies. Maybe you'd like to pick one out.
Two's enough. Thanks, Vinny.
Yeah, besides, we'd rather make our own.
Honey, why don't you go over to the nurse's desk? I'm sure we need passes or something.
Right.
No! Don't go to her. No, she's all penicillin puss. You know what? They use her face to scare germs out of people.
Yo, Vinny.
What are you doing here?
Oh, wow, man. I was trying to... Oh, wow. Mrs. Cartier.
Ready? How you doing?
Oh, wow, that's really nice of you guys. I mean, to get me flowers. You're so thoughtful.
Relax, Freddie. We've already done the flower routine.
If you guys will excuse us, we are here to see Mr. Woodman.
Hey, Mr. Cartier, you all sure you want to do that? I mean, you got young children at home and all.
What are you talking about, Freddie?
I'm talking epidemics. I'm talking contagiousnesses. I'm talking disease.
Wait a minute. Mr. Woodman came here to have a bunion removed.
I know. And one time in the medical profession, they didn't believe that a bunion epidemic was possible.
All right. That's it. Now, something smells around here, and it's not the disinfectant. I get the distinct impression you guys are trying to get rid of us.
So do I. You know, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Juan Epstein run in here with some sort of half-baked story about how...
Hey, guys. I know this is going to sound like a half-baked story, but... Oh. Mr. and Mrs. Carter, nice to see you. Didn't you know that old bag of bones we was talking about? Well, it ain't in cold storage.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Carter, lovely to see you.
Yeah, Bo, did you find what you were supposed to be looking for?
I certainly did. But I didn't find what Vinny was looking for.
All right, enough. I want some...
Vinny! I couldn't find Mr. Woodman anywhere. But I found out where babies come from.
You couldn't find Mr. Woodman.
I want you to start talking, and I want to hear some answers, okay?
All right. Look, I was wheeling Mr. Woodman back from surgery, and I turned around and disappeared.
Oh, Mr. Woodman. A brave and courageous principal. That man was a credit to corporal punishment. Censorship. Ring around a collar.
Go ahead, Vinny. Finish the story.
Well, this is the finish of the story. I got his chart and I don't got his body, and I'm afraid anyone who finds him ain't gonna know who he is.
You know what you gotta do? I mean, you have lost a person, a human being.
What a lovely tribute. I never thought of Mr. Woodman like that before. A human being.
You mean I gotta tell the hospital, huh?
Yes.
You mean I gotta tell old Nurse Bonnie, huh?
Yes.
I mean I come back alive.
Vinny, you know what you have to do. Now just go ahead and do it.
All right. Nurse Bonnie?
Not now, Barbarino. I'm figuring out my overtime.
Yeah, but it's real important. Something you gotta know.
What?
Your hat's on crooked.
You are getting on my nerves, Barbarino.
Thank you.
Finny.
No, not now, Bobby. I don't got time for your type.
Oh, no, but Finny, I'm in big trouble. You're the only one I can turn to.
What's the matter?
I got this patient. I found him in the basement.
You found the patient in the basement?
Yeah, but I can't find his chart. I don't know what to do with him, so I've been rolling him all around the hospital. So far, I've been in the linen closet, the maternity ward, the psychiatric ward, the cafeteria. I'm running out of places.
Okay, Bobby, you've done the right thing by coming to me. This is what we do. We got to help each other. That's how you learn. Ask. Okay, now you go off and do what you're supposed to do, and I'll take care of this guy. You just get him to me.
Oh, thanks, Vinny. I knew I could count on you. I'll get him.
Okay.
Vinny, I heard what you told that guy. It's good advice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good advice, huh?
Hey. Hey, where are you going? You can't leave me here? Oh, sick man.
Oh, Barbarino. Oh, am I glad to see you. I was having a terrible dream. It was like I was a man without a country.
Okay, get mad. This guy just lost a bunion. Now look, Vinnie Barbarino, your orderly is going to take good care of you, just like I promised you.
I have a new respect for you, Vinnie Barbarino. Vinnie Barbarino is a straight-A student. Why did I say that?
Just don't worry about it. When you write, you write. Hey, look at it. He's getting the old color back in his face.
Hey, Mr. Woodman, did I ever tell you about my uncle?
Not now. I feel rotten off. My foot hurts. I hate my doctor. I hate the room. I hate this food. I hate this hospital.
Barbarino, I want that patient back in this room. And I want all these people out of here. Especially those little monsters.
Now, her I like.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket. Dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.